Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, December 11th. In a brief filed in response to a Texas lawsuit that seeks to overturn the 2020 election results in four states, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel called on the Supreme Court to dismiss the case. Abigail Sinsky reports.
Nessel called the challenge unprecedented and, quote, without factual foundation or a valid legal basis. The brief cites how a litany of voter fraud claims have already been tossed out by Michigan and lower federal courts. On an interview with CNN late Thursday, Nessel said Texas has no standing.
Our election has been certified. It's been upheld by every court in which it's been challenged. And in fact, Texas has failed to identify a single voter who voted in Michigan who should not have.
15 Republicans from the state House of Representatives and 4 Republican members of Congress signed on to opposing briefs backing Texas's request to overturn the election results, including the races they won. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Sensky.
A commission of more than 24 people will come up with a plan to promote COVID-19 vaccines once one or more are approved. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed an executive order yesterday to create the Protect Michigan Commission.
This commission will help raise awareness of the safety and effectiveness of approved COVID-19 vaccines. It'll educate the people of our state, and they'll help protect the health and safety of all Michigan residents.
The panel's bipartisan leadership includes Whitmer's Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and former Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley. Mid and northern Michigan should expect the first heavy snowfall of the season this weekend. Here's Ben Thorpe.
Meteorologists say northern lower Michigan can expect several inches across the region. Dan Cornish is with the National Weather Service in Gaylord. He says the region can expect a wetter winter compared with last year.
And, more times than not, that translates to more snowfall for the given winter. So, it's looking like we're going to have a wetter winter, and, that could increase our chances of seeing a white Christmas.
Cornish says it's likely northern Michigan will see a white Christmas. The only question is whether this weekend's snowfall will stick. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
State officials say coronavirus cases are trending in a positive direction for now, but healthcare providers are being burned out. At some hospitals across Michigan, bed capacity is at or close to 100%. One of those hospitals is Covenant of Saginaw. One nurse there spoke with WCMU under the condition of anonymity. They say that nurses are frustrated with the apathy the public has shown towards the virus, especially given the horrific conditions that some patients are in. The nurses' quotes have been voiced by a member of our staff and represent some graphic nature of their work.
I can't show the general public the absolute horrific that I have to see every day because I believe that most of them would change their tune if they could see the wounds and the pain these people are in.
The nurse's message to Michigan residents is simply to wear a mask. Several businesses up north keep defying health and safety guidelines despite action from their local health department. Here's Max Johnston.
The Health Department of Northwest Michigan is in the middle of two fights. One is with the Iron Pig in Gaylord, which kept seating people indoors during the state's pause. The Health Department has fined them, had their liquor license suspended, and their dining room shut down. Health Officer Lisa Peacock says there isn't much left for them to do.
We have actually followed all of the steps of the enforcement process.
A hearing over the Iron Pig's violations is scheduled for Friday. The Health Department is also pursuing more enforcement against Frisky's Market in Antrim County. They held a big Christmas party that attracted crowds last weekend. In Traverse City, I'm Max Johnston.
And that is your Friday morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again on Monday.